you're very welcome, both of you, Alison and Mick. But Mick, we'll talk to you first. So people listening in today and they're going out there to buy a new mattress, what should we be looking for? And how often should we be changing our mattresses?
Okay.
You're very welcome to Lifeline this morning, Mick. We're going to talk a little bit about the importance of getting that right mattress for yourself and how often we should change. Okay, so if someone's listening in this morning and they're going out there to buy a new mattress, and it can be expensive, like it can be an expensive purchase. I know you can get it cheap enough, but would they be... Does it make a difference if you pay a few hundred or a few even thousand as for a mattress? Is there a big difference, and what should we be looking for?
Well, the first way I'll answer that question is, if you're looking for a new mattress, you've got to decide what kind of quality do you want. Do you want a firm or soft or a medium spring mattress? Now, most people, from our experience, will go for a firm mattress, firm springs, but a comfort support on the top of the mattress. Now, when you're buying a mattress, to me and to everybody, I would always advise them to lie on the mattress, not sit on the mattress, because when you sit on it, all your weight is in the one part of your body, mm-hmm. which is, everybody knows. But when you lie on a mattress, you lie out on it, so you're getting the full sensation in your body mm-hmm. of how the mattress feels. Now, also, 90% of people sleep on their side. So we would always ask people to lie on their side. And if you sleep on your back, to lie on your back, to try it in the position that you generally sleep.
Yeah.
But it's a fact that 90% of people sleep on their side. The other 10% would sleep on their stomach or on their back and on their side, like they would move during the night.
Mm.
Now, it's also very important that when you're testing a mattress that you use a pillow, because you don't sleep, your head is generally not on the mattress, it's on a pillow, and that would give you your comfort.
Okay, so you go up to buy a mattress from you, Mickey, get your pillow, your mattress, and we'll throw in a duvet and have a little snooze while we're there.
Yes, or I'll hop on the mattress with you if you want.
Imagine that, going up, I'll have a pillow and a duvet. But that really is the only way to kind of try one, isn't it? Because, you know, you say you feel them at your hand saying, yeah, that looks a little bit soft or a bit hard.
Yeah.
But you have to actually lie on to, especially if you're paying a few hundred or even a few thousand for it.
Well, you don't have to pay thousands for a good mattress.
Do you not?
No, you do not. Anything between the figure of 300 and 700, depending on your budget, that would give you 300. It would be the starting point for a what I would call a own bedroom mattress, not a spare room mattress, not a rental mattress, for your own use. From 300 up, you can get very, very good quality mattresses. Mm. And it's also important to remember, and I always say, your mattress is your best friend.
Yep.
It is. It doesn't answer your back. It's
always there for you.
And to pick your best friend is very important and to pick it right. One other point is, a lot of people now, years ago, memory foam became terribly popular. It's not now as popular as it was, in the same density that was in the original memory foam mattresses. A small amount of memory foam, like a centimetre, is what people generally expect, because memory foam creates heat and warmth in your body. And when we're selling a mattress to you or to anybody else, we don't know whether your body is going to react to the heat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very important. And we have found now people coming back, they bought a memory foam mattress maybe 5 years ago when they became popular. Oh, we find it too warm.
Right, that's a good point, because
a
lot of the interviews I do is with menopausal women, so they probably would not like that mattress because they're hot enough, so especially through the night. So that's good to know.
Yeah. Now, it's also advisable that, being your best friend, you should change your best friend between every 8 and 10 years.
8 and 10 years, okay.
Yeah. And in those 8 and 10 years, it's important that you rotate the mattress or turn the mattress. For example, when you're lying, most people, if there's two people in the bed, most people lie on the same side of the bed every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if one person is a little bit heavier than the other person, by rotating the mattress, the springs get an even use.
Oh, good idea.
Very important.
Right.
Most of the modern mattresses, you don't have to turn any on the bottom. So you cannot sleep on the bottom of the mattress, you know, on the other side of the mattress. It's all on the one side. So that's what I mean by rotating.
Okay, so about every 6 to 8 years.
No, 8 to 10 years.
8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so what do you do when someone comes into you? Like, we have a bit of dilemma at the moment. My mom is quite elderly.
Sure.
So me and my sisters will stay each night with her. Okay, so we all have a sleepover with her each night. I love a soft mattress. My sister loves a hard mattress, and the other one's a medium. So we're all giving out about a mattress. So is there a mattress you can get that's hard but comfortable? You know, these, I hate these mattresses that are really hard, but they're supposed to be good for your back.
Yeah, as I was saying earlier, the support is always, let's just say, for example, your mattress is 10 inches in thickness. Mm. The springs are at the bottom of the mattress. And on top of the springs, you have your fibre and your foam. And then you have the comfort factor, be it soft foam, hard foam, depending on what you want. So you do need the support, but you also need the comfort.
Mm.
And it's very hard to explain on air. But if you were to come to the store, or any furniture store, or any bedroom store, they can explain it to you.
Yeah.
And it's very important that you ask those questions. What kind of springs are in the mattress? Are they pocket sprung, or is it a coil spring, or the old-fashioned wire spring? It's very important to ask those questions.
And can you get a good mattress, as you're saying there, for your back, but feels comfortable?
Yes, you can.
Okay, well, then we'll have to have a little trip over, the three of us. And we'll all have a lie on the mattress and see what's
good. We'll give you a good deal, Debbie.
Great. So, you know, my Mattress Mix only over there. And it's not called Coolock Industrial Estate anymore, is it?
It's called, now this is very excuse posh, me. The Malahide Road Industrial Park.
Oh,
Malahide
me.
Road, yeah. So, okay. So, what happened? What's wrong with Coolock Industrial Estate?
I didn't change it.
They just changed it. Now, we know you do a lot of work for the community, Mick. I know when Souvenirs was up beside you there, you used to give work experiences to some of the clients.
We still do.
Clients. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Because they've moved up. We went up to their new premises in Raheny.
Yeah.
And I know they used to do. So you're still giving them work experience as well.
We still take in a lad once a week. Lad comes in to us. It's normally a Thursday, which is today. And he'll come in and he'll spend the whole day working with us. It's great.
Yeah.
Really super. Now we've been doing it now for about 10 years, so about every 2 years they change the individual coming into me, but we've got to know them, we work well with them, and they also enjoy the experience.
Yeah.
They really
That's
do.
That's great. It's great to give that chance to someone in the community.
Ah, yes.
You know, it really is. No, because like that, I've been up in Souvenirs in the new premises and it's lovely, but we were talking to one of the guys up there and he was saying like only four Souvenirs. He will be sitting in the house every day, and only for like the likes of you, giving them work experience, getting them out for a day, you know, to get out to the community and maybe in time get a job and you know, be back working, which is brilliant.
I know, I loved it. I'd never stop doing that.
Yeah.
The guys are great. The guy we have at the moment, his name is Donal. Hello, Donal. He's super. He comes in and he's always cracking jokes. His whole personality changes when he comes in.
Yeah.
It really does. It's very, very strange. Because I've met him outside during the week when he's not working with me. He seems to have two... He's really happy when he's with us.
Well, you see, that's out and about and with people. It's great. So, mattresses then. That's buying a mattress. Now, when we want to get rid of our old mattress, there's nothing worse than seeing a dirty old mattress. It's really...
horrible.
It's awful, isn't it? It really is one of the most horrible things to look at. So where can we... I know a lot of people are confused, and when I was saying I was talking to you, I said, where can you dump, or can you dump anymore, or do you recycle mattresses?
Well, the way it is at the moment, the authorities are insisting that all mattresses be recycled.
Mm-hmm.
So the service that myself, we offer, and other, I'm sure, retailers offer is, we will take back your old mattress. When we deliver a mattress to you, we will take back your old mattress to our depot, and there's a small charge for it, because we then inform a company called Eco Mattress Recycling. They call to us three times a week to take away the old mattresses, and they have a facility in Glasnevin. So what they do with them up there is they take them apart. The springs are there, there's foam, there's flock, there's all kinds of stuff, so they segregate that, and after that I don't really know what they do, but it is a proper licensed recycling facility.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great to know.
A lot of people don't do that. I don't think you can bring mattresses anymore to the dumps. I don't think so now. I can't be sure. I don't think you can bring them to the recycling units around the city. I think that's the only way you can do it, is the way
it's even getting them into, you know, if you've done, but they're very awkward things, aren't they, really?
Yeah. No, we
to get used to get rid of. So you'll take them, doesn't matter what state they're in?
No, what we do is when a customer buys a new mattress from us, they say, can you take away the old one? We'll give them a mattress bag to put their old mattress into, so that my people do not have to actually touch the mattress.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't always happen that the people will put the plastic on the mattress. You've got to deal with that. But it was very difficult during COVID because we couldn't go into people's houses, really. We would do a delivery and drop it to the door simply because we were trying to protect my staff and the people in the house.
Nice, yeah.
But we got over it in many ways where people would leave the mattress at their hall door, the old mattress. They would take the bag home with them, bag it and leave it at the hall door. So when our team would arrive, we just take it and give the other one in.
Yeah.
But it's much easier now because COVID is not as severe as it was over the last couple of years. So
that's great.
We work well with the customers and it's a great facility, a great service, I think, to give.
It is, because it's one of the things you dread. Yeah. Well, I dread that when I'm going to do this mattress. So at least if you go buy a mattress off, you come and you'll take it and hopefully it'll get, well, you say you give it to the recycling place, so it'll get recycled. It's not just going to get dumped.
No, it can't be dumped. And the charge, there's a charge for doing it, but we don't actually make a profit on the charge. We just charge what we're charged
from the recycling company.
Yeah,
great idea, brilliant. So you're going there years. How many years have you been going?
Mattress Mick? 12. I'm only 12.
I am, yeah. Ah, it's not. It's not going to be 12
no,
years.
No, it's only 12. 20.
God, you seem to be out there years.
I know. 2010.
Really?
Mattress Mick was born.
All right.
Same age as my son.
So you're only up in Malahide Industrial Estate. I said that right?
No, we were there before when we had the Northside Furniture.
Oh, that's
that was my warehouse.
Okay.
And then when Northside Furniture ceased, we opened up the warehouse as a retail unit.
Okay, and then introduced Mattress
And
Mick.
Now we have 12 shops around the country.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. What I did was Mattress Mick is a register has a trademark, and then other retailers have approached me to use the trademark to promote their own business. So we have shops now in Waterford, Clonmel, Dungarvan, we're opening hopefully in Cork very soon, Drogheda, all over.
All over, brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, you're well known all over. There was one time I seen you on a bed, on a mattress, you were doing some fun run or something.
Yeah.
Have you done that since?
I'll get on a bed with anybody. I don't have a problem.
Oh my God. Like the
you
king.
Promised you'd come down.
Yeah, the king there on the bed, I think it was on the Hoat Road or something. It must have been you were doing some fundraising.
Yeah.
It was very good. And then there's another one where you're in a mattress.
Yes.
Let's borrow that for a fancy dress sometime. But
I did a TikTok video there recently, and so far it had 5 million views.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're at 4.9 million. We're waiting to get to the 5 million.
Great.
So it's a bit of fun. It's
and you've had a film.
The film, yeah, that That's got a Mattress Men. That got an award. It got a NIFTA award.
Did it?
And the next stage will be a musical.
Oh, very good.
Oh, I know.
I want to be part of that.
Mattress Make the Musical.
The Musical. Oh, well done.
Bit of fun.
Well, that's it. That's what life's all about, isn't it?
But it's all about, like, I'm a normal Dublin guy. I was born, I come from Pier Street. I'm available. I can meet people. And I love the interaction with people, particularly when you're out. Oh, that's your man. That's your man. It's great. Can I have a photo? Yes, of course. You know, it's just great interaction, great fun, and it's all positive.
Well, that's brilliant. And as I said, you do a lot of work for the community as well, which is great. And you can't ever cut your hair because that's your...
that's the trademark.
That's your trademark, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's no matter what age you get, you're going to have your long hair. But listen, thanks a million for joining us here today.
Okay,
and I know Alison is going to be talking to us in a few minutes, and you've been helping Alison as well, which is great. And I had Stephanie on as well with the Bespoke Coffins. Is that still... Upstairs. Oh yeah,
that's still going
okay, that was brilliant. That was a great interview as well, and different.
Absolutely.
You know, people were texting saying, that's a great idea, and a very personal idea as well. So you help a lot of people, and that's what I like about you.
Well, people like Stephanie, for example, had an idea. She asked me, could I give her a dig out?
Mm.
I got a bit of a shock when she told me what it was, but anyway, she's hidden away, working away, and she's doing very well.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
But listen, thanks for taking time out. I know you're very busy. Thanks for coming in today, Mick. And you're up there in the Malahide Industrial Estate. You open 7 days a week?
7 days a week, yeah. Sundays is a late opening day. We open at 12 o'clock on Sunday, 12 to 5.
Okay, but there's always someone, if you're not there yourself, there's always someone there to give advice on that perfect mattress. And you do frames as well.
Yeah, and anything to do with the bedroom.
Anything to do with the bedroom.
Yes.
Okay, listen, thanks a million for joining us, and we'll talk to you really soon.
Thank you very much.
This is Lear FM
90.3.